What then? This is commentary from James Brown. A recent survey of middle school teachers asked if books are still at the heart of their teaching. Only 17% of them said yes. 17. I had to read that twice. When I was a kid, the book was the whole show. The lesson, the compass, and the quiet companion in the corner of the classroom. And for me, that companion showed up when I needed it most. When I was about 13, I was handed a copy of The Catcher in the Rye during one of the darkest moments of my life. I didn't ask for it. I wasn't looking for it. But a caring adult handed me it. Holden Caulfield was confused and angry, lost in the noise of a world and trying to make sense of anything at all. I didn't love him, but I understood him. That book didn't fix anything, but it reminded me I wasn't the only one who felt that way. It kept me company. Sometimes that's more than enough. So what then? What happens to a kid who never has that moment? Who never opens a book and finds a version of themselves staring back? Who never realizes that even when the world doesn't make sense at all, someone else has walked that road before? In today's classrooms, there are more screens than pages, more pacing guides than pauses. Books are becoming optional. And I worry what that means for kids who are barely holding it together, looking for anything else that makes them feel seen or felt. A book doesn't just teach you literacy. It teaches you humanity. So I ask you, do you think kids in your life will ever read like that again? And what book helped you hang on? Let me know in the comments and support my work at jamesbrowntv.substack.com. On that note, I'm James Brown, and as always, be well.